New York. Calling CQ and standing by.
Good morning, LNGI0OTC. Here is K3KYR. Beautiful signal this morning from Fox November 24. Over. Okay, Alan, we can work you every day as far as I'm concerned. Good to hear you here. They had opened up nicely. We had a little bit of an opening to Europe about a half an hour ago. Then it seemed to kind of close up, but about the only path was backscatter, and now it's back direct again. So it looks like another good day, and I've got a halfway vertical I want to try to get up somewhere today and try. I don't know if I'm going to make it before the band closes or not, but anyway, it's something I wanted to play with. Over. Yeah, I know. Well, I guess we'll probably have other openings. Yeah, I'd like to get it up and play with it. That'll give me just a little more to play with here. I've got the two beams, and I've got the pair of HO loops by M squared, and now the half-wave Ringo. So I'd like to get it up and make some comparisons with the Ringo. Over. Yeah, I'm aware of that from HF, and I've had lots of experience with that. Even sometimes very low mounted verticals will outperform a higher horizontal antenna. But it's always fun to play with different antennas and put them up, hook them up to a big antenna switch and just kind of ABC switch them, you know, and see which one works the best. Tell me, what are you hearing this morning? Over. Yeah, there's a 9 Golf. I don't know if I wrote it down here or not. A 9 Golf 4, that's it. 9 Golf 4 Bravo Mike. And he was, I'm trying to think where I last heard him, somewhere around 140, 135, somewhere in that range, I think. And he's just booming in up here. But that would be the same as 9Y4. Over. Yeah, okay. I hear we're both in there yesterday, along with a lot of other Caribbean stuff. And, I didn't hear. I'm still looking for VP5. I just haven't been able to catch up with that one. I'd really like to get it. I see there's another VP5 posted this morning, and whenever it's posted, I go listen, and I just can't hear them there for some reason. It's just something that I've haven't been able to catch up with. One of these days, I guess, Alan. Well, I hope you had a nice holiday. I don't think we've talked with you since the New Year's, anyway, and always good to hear from you, and you always have a great signal. You're one of the first in, last out. Over. Hey, very good. Well, there's a VP5 Juliet Mike reported this morning. That's a new one on me, so maybe this will be my day. Talk about the young kid. There's a guy here that is on 6. He's not real active, but his 8-year-old son just passed the technician test. The son is really smart. And I worked him on 6 the other day. He's going to be 9, I think, in a couple months. And he sent me and made out his old envelope and sent me a card and a little picture of a radio on the back. I thought it was so cute, I'm even going to save the envelope. That's really nice when a kid can get an early start like that. I was like 14 when I started, I guess, and 13 when I started studying back in the 50s. So. Anyway, Alan, 7-3, always nice to talk with you, and by all means, anytime you feel like giving us a shout, you do it. GI0OTC, K3KYR. That's amazing, but I guess they learn young, you know. I had a son that did learn the code when he was starting in his teenage years, never went on to get his license. He got up to 10 word a minute. He was here a few months ago, and after 20-some years of not doing anything with it, and he got the feel of my paddles, he sent my call in his name perfectly. I couldn't believe it, and he just has no interest. Over. Well, I enjoy CW, and I always have. I've been doing it since I was 14, I guess, and I always, whenever I see those movies with the telegraph operators in them, or the in the Old West, or the, I just always identified with that. And my first love, I guess, in ham radio, in addition to 6 meters, is CW. And about 90. 95% of all my HF work over the years has been CW, so I really enjoy it. So good luck with the kids. I hope that they both get their license. Certainly, even if they don't, what they've learned so far, they can't take away from them, and they'll always have good memories for it and the time you spent with them, Eleanor. Okay, very good. I know exactly where you're coming from. Well, mine have left the nest, and now they have their own. I got grandchildren from 15. Well, I got a 15-year-old granddaughter that thinks she's 25, and they're down to 2 years old. So, anyway, we got 7 grandchildren there. Take care, Alan. There was someone calling on CW, I think. Hope to catch you again, and good luck. GI0OTC K3KYR.